Today on A Moment of Science, we look at fish. Yael, help me out.
Today we're looking at fish memory, Don.
Oh, yeah. Can fish remember? Well, anyone who has ever owned an aquarium knows
how quickly fish learn to associate wiggling fingers with food.
Oh, that's right. But,
what's even more memorable is that there is a lot of research out there on fish memory. And despite the fact that the internet abounds with rumors that goldfish can only remember something for a few seconds, experiments show that once they're taught to perform a certain task in response to a certain stimulus, goldfish will remember the task for several days. Right, Don?
Yes, of course.
Another example of fish memory is the way salmon use their sense of smell, or what's known as olfactory imprinting, to return to the same stream they were born in during mating season. Some species, like the Arctic char, can remember the smell of their siblings for days, and others can remember and recognize specific fish who are aggressive opponents. And how about all the fish that encounter a new type of prey, become efficient at feeding on it, and then remember their new skills up to a month later when they encounter this prey again? So basically, fish learn and remember where their nest is, what the boundaries of their territory are, and where their mates, food, rivals, and predators hang out, and even, possibly, what they look like. So they might not look like it, but fish can have pretty good memories.
This moment of science came from,
Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Deneet Brown, with help from William Rowland in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm,
Don Glass.
That's right.